my Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里讲话。
The topic I chose the God's grace from the bitter to the pleasant.
今天我们要讨论的题目是从苦到甘的恩典。
Life, I mentioned that life itself, when we look at us, there are a lot of difficulties and a lot of challenge and a lot of suffering.
刚才我们也提到说我们的生活是充满着挑战，充满着痛苦。
When I have seen the news that these weeks during the war, people also lose their own family members from this war. You can see their agony and their suffering from their heart.
从这个礼拜看到的打仗的新闻，我们看到很多人他们失去家里人的痛苦。
And many people stress from such insecurity, even though they are here in this country.
有些人为了保安的问题也很紧张。
And sometimes our life, because we losing something, that we suffer a lot.
有时候当我们失去一些东西的话，我们就会受苦。
Today, this topic, from bitter to pleasant, based on the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
那今天的题目从苦到甘是根据路德记的第一章。
When you look at the book of Ruth, the life of Naomi and the life of Ruth, it turned out very miserable situation.
那我们看路德记的时候，我们看到拿俄米跟路德他们的生活是很可怜的。
Since they are looking for the happiness, so they went out from their hometown. Naomi's hometown, Bethlehem, and looking for the better life in the land of Moab.
因为要得到生活的快乐，所以南俄米就离开他的家里伯利恒，去到摩亚地。
But then she and her family spent there for 10 years. Eventually, she lose everything.
他跟他的家里人在那边居住了10年，慢慢的他失去了所有东西。
She lost her husband and 2 sons.
她失去了她的丈夫跟两个儿子。
I'm sure because when we lose our own spouse is one of the beautiful moments.
我想当我们失去我们的配偶的时候是最痛苦的时候。
We know the husband and wife is always can holding hands, can encourage each other, support each other, but suddenly one depart from us, depart from the one spouse, one of the moment can feel the emptiness and the suffering.
因为夫妻之间他们可以手牵手互相的帮助，但是如果失去了一个配偶的话，那他们就会失去了依靠。
And we can say also the own children, when we leave our own children, it considers a great suffering and agony.
那另外的，如果我们失去了儿女的话，我们也是对我们来讲也是一个很大的痛苦。
And sometimes we don't understand why it happened to us.
有时候我们不会了解到为什么会这样子发生。
That's why sometimes we cry to God.
所以我们有时候会向神呼求。
But life somehow in the Bible describes us, there's a full of unpleasant things.
但是圣经告诉我们说，在我们生活上也会遇到很多不愉快的事情。
When you look at the life of Jacob.
当我们看雅各的一生。
Jacob is the son of Isaac, that can have a received a great spiritual blessing from God.
雅各他是以撒的儿子，他能够从他身上得到神很多的祝福。
Later on, the God called his name, says, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
后来人家称呼神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神跟雅各的神。
When you look at the life of Jacob, and he had all kinds of experience in his life.
当我们看雅各的一生，他有很多不同的经验。
So when he stand in front of a Pharaoh.
当他站在法老面前的时候。
He described his life of a hundred thirty years of his life.
他形容他130年的生活。
As a conclusion, say few and unpleasant has been the year of my life.
他讲到说，这是130年都是痛苦愁烦。
So 130 years of his life, he tried himself to do his best, find out the maybe satisfaction.
在这130年的时候，他都一直 尽量的去找他的满足。
But he described himself as there's a lot of suffering and difficult time he have gone through.
但是他却是形容他130年是痛苦愁烦的。
We have to understand that Jacob, God was with him and God helped him in his life.
我们也要了解到说神是跟雅各同在，是一直的帮助他。
But still he himself experienced such agony and difficulties.
但是他个人对他个人来讲还是有经验到痛苦苦难的时候。
Have you noticed that Jacob he lost his own wife?
我们有没有发觉到雅各他也失去了他的妻子
？And own children.
他也失去了他的儿子。
This is similar experience that the Naomi had.
这个也是跟 Naomi 同样的情况。
Even though he has such a long life, 130 years.
虽然他有130的年岁
，But then he had such a suffering he have gone through.So his heart is quite wounded because of his life.
所以他也是一样经过了一些痛苦，他的心也是受过伤害。
But many times we have to understand the suffering gives us a greater understanding of God.
但是我们有时候也要了解到，当我们受苦的时候，我们也能够更加的了解到神。
The moment is quite bitter.
在那个时候是很痛苦。
But then it gives it own self has a great mystery.
但是在这一方面也是有一个奥秘。
Many times our life, because we go through the difficult time and go through the suffering, then we understand God more.
很多时候，当我们经过痛苦的时候，我们就会更加了解神。
So that we can awakening our soul.
我们就能够让我们的心灵苏醒。
Our life goal is changed because of the we experience of suffering and the bitterness.
因为我们经过了痛苦，所以我们的生命的希望我们的目标就改变了。
So the life itself kind of upgraded, which is.
我们也可以说我们的生活变成有造就的。
Before we look at only certain dimension in our life.
在我们受苦之前，我们的生活只是在某一方面而已。
But after go through trials and difficult time.
但是当我们经过了痛苦跟试炼的时候
then we can see the different dimension of life.
那我们也可以看到生活的另外一方面。
And this is the benefit of, this is a, we can say, the mystery of suffering.
这个也可以我们也可以说这个就是受苦的奥秘。
That's why in a Christian life, those people who go through the suffering, they are the one who, the easy way to get to mature, to achieve the maturity.
所以对于基督徒来讲，那些能够通过考验苦难的基督徒，他们就会更加接近成熟。
Life can change any time and any moment.
因为我们的生命可以在不同的时刻、不同的环境改变。
But indeed, it's God's grace when God allow us suffering first.
但是神的恩典却是让我们可以先受苦。
And then end up give us joy.
然后让我们得到喜乐。
When you look at the life of Joseph,
当我们看约瑟的一生
，in early his age, that his life is quite comfortable and everything what he had that from given from his father.
在他童年的时候，他的生活很好，他所要的父亲都会给他。
And treat him differently, even that there's his brother, 11 other brothers beside him, but the father treat him specially.
虽然他还有十一个兄弟，但是他父亲却是特别的宠爱他。
But God's grace upon him through the suffering.
神就是借着受苦来给他恩典。
Maybe he can grow up specially in that manner. There's no any difficult time in his life.
或许他可以特别的在这种没有困难的环境上成长。
But God do not treat him this way. But God put him to be Saul.To Egypt, as it turned out to be slave.
但是神却没有这样子对他，而是把他卖到去埃及成为奴隶。
When he is age 17 years old, to be until his age to be 30 years old.
在埃及他从十七岁到三十岁。
I'm sure he doesn't understand why these things happen in his life.
我想他也不晓得为什么这些事情会发生在他身上。
I never against God.
我从来没有亏欠神。
I try do my best to be faithful to God.
我尽量的向神去忠信。
Then why life is year by year it getting worse and worse?
那为什么我的生活一年不如一年呢
？But end up he discovered that.
但是后来他却是发现到。
end of his life dramatically changed.
在他的生命最后的时候，却是特突然的改变。
He experienced of changing his life from bitter to the pleasant.
他开始发觉到他的生命从苦到甜。
And then he understand the grace of God.
他就了解到神的恩典。
When his brother came to Egypt, and they all bowed down in front of him.
当他的哥哥们来到埃及。都在他面前跪拜。
And then he remembered his dream that he had a dream.
他就想到他从前所发的一个梦。
When 13 years ago, God gave him this dream in his hand.
因为在二十年前，他神就给他一个这个梦。
He didn't understand until the moment he came up at that time.
他从来都不了解这个梦的意思，直到他哥哥来的时候。
When he became a prime minister.
当他当了埃及的宰相。
And then the time passed about 7 years.
当七年过去了
，and then his brother came to him.
然后他的哥哥们就来到他面前。
Now all of them bowed down in front of him.
全部人在他面前跪拜。
He remembered the dream.
他就想起他的梦。
He understood that this dream came from God.
他就了解到这个梦是从神来的。
So far, God treated him in this manner to come up in him like now to be the prime minister in Egypt. All the process of his life because of God, and He guide him to help his life to move him in this way.
就是神带领着他，帮助他，让他可以成为那当天的埃及宰相。
So we can understand that the life that even though from the beginning our life is a lot of bitter and a lot of suffering.
所以我们要了解到说，虽然我们的生活会有时候充满着痛苦。
But if we are the chosen race.
但是如果我们是被拣选的选民。
If we continually faithful to God,
如果我们是不停地向神忠心。
And God give us a time to let us understand His will of grace.
神就会有让我们了解到他给我们的恩典的时候。
The moment our life changed.
在那个时候，我们的生命就会改变。
Change from the bitter to pleasant moment.
就是从苦到甘甜。
And look at the book of Esther.
我们也来看看以斯帖记。
Book of Esther, the same story.
以斯帖记里面也是讲到同一样的。
Until all the Jewish have in danger in their life.
在那个时候，啊，直到全部犹太人都在遇到危险。
It seems like they have no hope. It seems like there's no God's guidance in their life.
看起来他们的生活好像没有神的带领。
But end up they discovered.
但是后来却是发觉到
，God was there.
神其实在那边。
God working with them.
神是跟他们同工的。
God changed the situation from bitter to pleasant.
神把他们的情况从苦改变到甜。
That's why the Christian we receive a great blessing from the Lord.
所以我们基督徒就是这样子从神那边得到很大的恩典。
Because God gave us this wonderful understanding in our life.
因为神就让我们了解到这个那么美好的生命的恩典。
You know the book of Job also same thing kind of described to us.
其实，在约伯记里面也是讲到同样的事情。
A Job didn't do any wrong to God.
是啊，约伯也没有向神做一些什么不好的事情。
And God purposely opened the shield to prove his faith.
啊，神却是故意的去来证明他的忠心。
And then his life turned into very difficult times.
然后让约伯的生活过得很痛苦。
He lost all his children.
他失去他所有的儿女
，all his belongings，
他失去他所有的财产
，even himself now in such a difficult time with the illness，
甚至在甚至他自己本身也受了很多苦
，even his three friends against him，
甚至他的三个朋友也来攻击他
，there's nobody can rely on him，
他没有一个人可以依靠
，nobody that he can express himself to ask for some comfort，
他也没有人。让人他也没有人可以给他安慰。
But end up he discovered.
但是后来他确实发现到。
And God also recovered him.
神也是医治了他。
God gave him a double portion of blessing in his life.
神却加倍的祝福他。
And he understood.
然后他就了解到。
There is God.
神是存在的。
Before he only just as an understanding of God as only listening.
他起初只是奉闻有神。
Now I can see God.
但是却是现在可以看到神。
What is the meaning of he can see God?
那究竟他可以看到神的意思是什么意思呢？
Because his understanding of God is expanded.
因为他对神的了解已经扩大了。
And his view of understanding of God now is more profound.
他对神的了解已经更加的深入。
Most of the factor that he understands is the grace of God.
他主要了解到的就是神的恩典。
We have this.
我们也是有的。
And you and I, our life, many times, we encounter difficulties. Maybe in the future, we will encounter difficulties.
我们的生活中，或许现在有遇到困难，或许将来也会遇到困难。
But do not lose your heart.
但是却不要失去信心。
Because God is with you all the time.
因为神是一直的在跟我们。
God keep on working with you. God is behind you, protect you, guide you.
因为神都一直在。保护着我们，该带领着我们。
We have a faithful to God. This is our duty.
我们的责任就是要去对神忠心。
God eventually let us understand.
这样子的话，神就慢慢的让我们了解到。
And His grace.
就是了解到他的恩典。
The grace can give it, stretch His hands out to us to change our life.
就是他把他的手伸出来，来把我们的生命改变。
And let's look at the book of Ruth.
我们来看看路德记。
Book of Ruth, chapter 1.
路德记第一章。
Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6 to 14.
路德记第一章第六节到第十四节。
Book of Ruth, chapter 1, from verse 6.
路德记第一章第六节。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the land of Moab.For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. So she departed from the place where she was and her two daughter-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me.May the Lord grant it that you may find rest, each in the house of her husbands. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they say to her, No, but we will surely return with you to your people. But Naomi said, Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I yet the sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands?Return, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight, and also bear sons, would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughter, for it is hard. It is harder for me than for you. For the hands of the Lord has gone forth against me.And this is a conversation, especially here, the Naomi and her two daughter-in-law.
这一段就是讲到拿俄米跟她两个媳妇的对话。
It is the beautiful moment when she lost her two sons and husband, but now she had to let her two daughter-in-laws to go their own people.
对他来讲，对拿俄米来讲，失去丈夫跟两个儿子已经是很痛苦的时刻。那现在他还要，差遣他的两个媳妇回去他们的娘家。
But when the tour to the end, we can find that verse 13 said the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me.
在十三节我们可以看到拿俄米说，神的手在攻击他。
And verse 6 said that the Lord had visited his people, is giving them food.
然后在第六节里面讲到说，主眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们。
So here the Naomi start to understand about God more.
在这里，他就开始，拿俄米就开始了解，更加了解神。
Everything his life now connected with God.
现在他的生命，他的生活都完全的跟神有关系。
And now he want to go back to his people and his God, her God.
那现在他就要回去他的。他的民那边回去他的神的。
And this is the begin turn out to be beginning of her bitter to the present.
那这个也是他从苦到甘甜的开始。
When you look at the story that Naomi, it seems like nothing in her hands.
在刚刚开始的时候，我们可以看到拿阿米好像在她手上没有什么。
It is truly that she doesn't have anything in her hands.
事实上，她也没有什么东西。
But many times we can discover there's something still remain in our hand.
但是很多时候我们却可以发现到，事实上在我们手上还是有一点东西。
It is the beginning of the blessing of God.
这个就是神的祝福的开始。
Many times that's the beginning of our blessing.
很多时候这个就是神给我们祝福的开始。
When you look at the life of Moses,
当我们看摩西的一生。
And he trained himself 40 years in the palace.
他在王宫里面受训了40年。
Nobody received such kind of high education compared with other Israelites.
对以色列民来讲，没有一个人可以像他一样有那么高的学问。
At the same time, God's arrangements, he understand who is God.
然后在同时，神也安排了他。让他有机会了解到谁是神。
Because his mother constantly raising him to give him education.
因为他的母亲不停地在给他教育。
And at his age of 40 years old, he really turned to be able man.
所以当他四十岁的时候，他就成为一个有能力的人。
He can see what is wrong and what is right.
他了解到什么是，他可以分辨到什么是对，什么是错。
So when the Egyptians abuse Israelite.
所以当埃及人在虐待以色列人的时候，
anger come out.
他的怒气就出来。
For protect his people.
为了要保护他的民。
And he killed the Egyptian.
他就杀了那位埃及人。
Later on, the between the Israelites, the two people they fight each other.
然后后来就看到两个以色列人在吵架。
And then come to them.
然后就去到他们面前。
How that you can just fight each other?
为什么你们兄弟会？互相的争斗。
We are the same people.
我们都是同一族的人。
We should help each other, supposed.
我们应该是要互相的帮助。
He has as his age 40 years, he had already have a great understanding.
所以在四十岁的时候，他已经有很大的了解。
But God is not for him. It's not a time for used by God.
但是对神来讲，对神来讲，那个时候还不是。神要用他的时候，
because still too many things in his hands.
因为在他的手上还是有很多东西。
He think he can handle in his life.
因为他想着他还可以，安排他的生活。
He think he's a capable man.
因为他了解他自己还是有能力的。
So he can reach out his hand to help other people because he's an able man.
因为他觉得他自己有能力，所以能够去帮助别人。
But God say no.
但是神却是说不行。
God just casting him into the wilderness.
神只是把他差遣到旷野那边。
God trained him for 40 years.
神在那边训练他另外40年。
I'm sure during this 40 years, God didn't show up to him.
我想在这40年的时候，神没有在他面前显现。
He just turned to be merely turned out to be like a shepherd.
他只是在那边当一个牧羊人。
Only his hand is one the stick.
他手上只是拿着一根杖。
And he used this one just helping the sheep.
只是用这根杖来牧羊。
But later on, God showed up on the burning bushes.
然后神在荆棘的火那边向他显现。
And his attitude when the between God and him, you can tell his humility.
在那个时候，我们可以看到他的态度是非常的谦卑。
Because thoroughly, the Moses himself understood who he is.
因为在那个时候，他完全了解到他自己是谁。
He understand that he himself is nothing.
他了解到他自己不算是什么。
He understand that he cannot handle anything.
他了解到他自己不能够解决问题。
But this time, God asked him.
但是这个时候，神却是叫他。
Before he wants, no, it's not a time for you to do it.
在之前，他是想主动的去做事。
But after 40 years,
但是在40年之后，
he eventually lose everything in his hands.
他慢慢的手上的东西一样一样的失去了。
He think there's nothing in his hands.
他觉得在他手上已经没有东西了。
God says you can do it now.
但是神在那个时候却说你可以做这个事情。
And in a human way of understanding, it's very hard to understand this.
对我们人来讲很难了解到这个事情。
But God's way, it is this is the way.
但是对神来讲，这个就是神的方法。
When Even the Moses do not think about his stick.
甚至在那个时候，摩西也没有想到他手上的杖。
But God asked him.
但是神却要他。
What is in your hands?
他问他，在你手上拿的是什么？
A staff.
他说是一根杖。
God used this staff to lead Israelites.
神就是用这根杖来去带领百姓。
Many times we think that when we do something for work for God.
很多时候，当我们想到说，当我们为神做工的时候
，we think we have to become like an able man.
我们想说，我们应该要有一些条件。
Then we can do for the work for the Lord.
这样子的话，我们才能够为神做工。
Actually not.
事实上不是的。
God can use anybody, any people can bring up these people to become a leader. Of his work.
因为神可以兴起任何一个人来做他的工。
It's solely in the hands of God.
是完全的根据神的手。神的手。
And we have to understand that even though God take away everything in our hands.
我们要了解到说，就算神把我从把所有东西从我们手上拿走。
If we carefully look at ourselves.
但是如果我们注意我们的，注意我们。
God still remains something in our hands.
神还是留着一些东西在我们手上。
Because that's the beginning of His love.
因为这个就是神给我们的爱的开始。
That's the beginning of His grace.
这个也是神给我们恩典的开始。
So let us find out something in our hands.
所以我们要在我们手上找到一些东西。
With the humility.
借着谦卑。
Find out something in our hands.
在我们手上找一些东西。
God will bless us through this.
神就会借着这件东西来祝福我们。
God is Almighty God.
神是全能的神。
We know the widow at Zarephath.
我们也可以看在撒勒法的寡妇。
She is a widow and she has one son.
她是一个寡妇，她有一个儿子。
But she only have a handful of flowers, a little bit of oil.
她只是有一些面粉跟一点油。
But this is nothing.
对她来讲已经不算是什么了。
But the man of God came to visit.
但是神人却访问他。
And God arranged him to go to her place to live there for 3.5 years of during the time of drought.
神就是安排这个神人住在寡妇的家三年零
，But man of God understood that.
但是神人却是了解到。
Since God sent me this place.
因为神差遣我到这个地方。
Then he find out that this lady has only have a handful of flour and a little bit of oil.
然后他也发现到这个妇人只是剩下一点的面跟一点的油。
He has a confidence that this food is enough to let us to be survive for during this time of drought.
他很有信心的觉得说这个面跟这个油可以可以抵挡到可以撑到这三年半的饥荒。
And also this lady, the widow, understood.
另外的这个妇人，这个寡妇也了解到。
At the beginning, she didn't understand.
在刚刚开始的时候，她不是很明白。
Man of God has a great faith.
神人很有信心。
And this widow have a submission.
这个妇人却是有顺服的心。
And they holding together these two.
但是他们就把这两个心放在一起。
They make the miracle come out of this.
这样子奇迹神迹就出现了。
Handful of flour,
只是一点点的面。
And this oil,
还有一点点的油。
Continually help them throughout all this period of time.
不停的在这一段时间帮助他们。
If we have a faith,
如果我们有信心。
If we have a submission,
如果我们有顺服的心。
Then even though the little things that in our hands,
虽然那个时候我们手上只是有一点点东西
，makes it turn out to be that our life can to be bless us，
却会让我们的在我们生活上得到福气。
Even though at the beginning of this handful of flour, a little bit of oil, this is actually the symbol of bitterness。
虽然刚刚开始的时候，这些一点点的面跟一点点油是可以预表，就是说我们的受苦。
But it itself turn out to be as a grace of God。
但是这些东西却是。慢慢的变成神的恩典。
God constantly telling us, this is how can help us to change our life.
神不停的告诉我们说，这个就是让我们改变生活的方法。
We have everything actually.
事实上，我们有所有的东西。
Maybe you lose many things. Maybe you lost offer. You have lost many things.
或许我们已经失去了很多东西。
Still in your heart, there's a wounded part with you.
或许我们的心也曾经受过伤害。
But remember, if God is with you.
但是我们要了解到，如果神跟我们同在。
If still you have a faith holding God.
如果我们有信心抓住神的话。
Still you submit your heart to the Lord.
如果我们顺服神的话。
Even you look at that is the bitter, but God can change from bitter to the pleasant. This is the promise of God.
但是虽然我们是遇到困难，但是神的应许就是说要把这个困难痛苦变成甘甜。
That is good. That's why the Christian life is so blessed.
所以基督徒的生活是很有福气的。
So let us look at the, what we have in our hands.
所以我们要看一看我们手上有什么。
We have many things.
其实我们有很多东西。
And second one, the, here the book of Ruth, chapter 1, from 6 to 14. What we can find out ourselves to turn our life from the bitter to pleasant.
我们再来看看这个路德记第一章第六节到十四节里面，看另外一个从苦到甘甜的地方。
Second one is repentance.
第二个就是要悔改。
Repentance turn our life change.
因为悔改是把我们的生命改变。
When the John the Baptist came to this world, he proclaimed to the people and say to the people, say repent.
当施洗约翰在这个世界上传道的时候，他也告诉百姓说要悔改。
Jesus also at the beginning, he proclaimed to the people, repent.
主耶稣在他刚刚传道的时候，也是告诉百姓说要悔改。
Bible clearly tells us that give us a message. Repentance is the beginning of our life change from bitter to the pleasant.
因为圣经也告诉我们说，当我们悔改的时候，就是把我们苦的生命变成甜的生命。
Here the Naomi, he stand up and he turn around his life now go.He decided to go back to the Bethlehem.
现在南阿米他站起来要决定回去他的家伯利恒。
This is a showing of action of his repentance.
在这里就显出他的悔改的行动。
We know you and I, we are sinners.
我们知道我们都是罪人。
And that's why sometimes that we receive the consequence of our sin.
所以有时候我们也会承受到罪的后果。
How we can change ourselves to bitter to pleasant through the repentance?
那我们要怎么样子把我们的生命从苦变成甘甜呢？就是接着悔改。
Anything that related to our sin in our heart.
很多东西在我们心里，很多东西都会跟罪有关系。
We completely cut this sin and then we turn around from the sin.
我们要完全的把它们除去，完全的跟罪隔绝。
And this is very precious step in our Christian life.
这个对我们的基督徒生活来讲是一个很宝贵的一步。
Why it is so blessing that we Saturday we come to the Lord, we listen to the word of God, we worship to God.
为什么是一个福气呢？因为我们来到神的面前能够敬拜神。
Because on a weekly basis we can repent.
因为在日常方面我们可以悔改。
No matter how humble-minded we are.
不管我们是多么的谦卑
，No matter how much we know the Bible or how much we try do our best，
不管我们对圣经有多了解，我们多努力的去做
，Still our nature is a sinful nature with us。
但是我们的本性还是有带着罪性。
You and I, we easily tempted by the sin。
我们都会很容易的被罪引诱。
Always a thought coming in and bother us。
经常的会来到我们面前来影响我们。It turned
to be as a sweetest way to come to us to attract our life.
很多时候都会借着很甘甜的假象来引诱我们。
If we do not constantly to repent ourselves.
但是如果我们没有不停的去悔改的话
，This thing slow coming into our heart to settle down there.
那这些罪就会去到我们心里扎根。
The moment that we cannot even hardly handle this sin away from us from then on.
这样子的话，我们将来总有一天会很难的把这个心这个罪的心除去。
So God knows our weakness. God set the whole week as a one day set aside from the world.
所以神知道了解我们，所以他就在一个里面就找一天来，让我们可以得到安息。
So let us come to the Lord, listen to the word of God, and repent our heart.
让我们能够来到神的面前来听神的话语来。悔改
to refresh ourselves,
能让我们可以得到更新
and recover, restore our a new being from us,
能够让我们的身体得到更新
so that constantly we can live with a pleasant life,
让我们能够得到一个快乐的甘甜的生命
we know the life is busy,
我们知道我们的生活都是很忙碌的
especially if you're doing kind of business, you're engaged in a business,
尤其是我们在做生意的话
Or you are engaged in your work, a very competitive one.
又或者是我们有一个，在一个很竞争的工作环境里面。
There are a lot of stress because there's a competitor around you.
因为竞争的关系，我们都会很多的压力。
And the such a stress it really bothers our life.
这些压力就会影响我们的生活。
But at least once a week, we have to slow down ourselves.
但是至少一个礼拜有一天我们要休息。
If you and I, we do not slow down our life.
如果我们没有找一天来慢慢的过生活的话，
we cannot listen to the word of God.
我们就不能够听到神的话。
If your heart is busy with something else, then you cannot listen to the word of God.
如果我们的心还是在忙碌的话，我们就不能够听到神的话。
When you calm down yourself,
只要我们安静我们的心，
and then you make your heart a peaceful heart,
让我们的心能够得到平静，
and then you can listen to the word of God,
我们就能够听到神的话语。
That brings us our heart to be repent,
就可以让我们的心悔改，
and then change our filthiness away from us, change our heart to the bitter, to the pleasant.
把我们心里的污秽除去，让我们的心从痛苦变成甘甜。
Sometimes life is too fast. The movement, the pace is too fast.
有时候我们的生活的步伐是很快的。
Sometimes we have to slow down ourselves.
但是有时候我们应该要把这个步伐慢改慢。
Maybe you and I, we think our life is like a Titanic.
有时候我们会觉得我们的生活生命就好像铁达尼号。
You think and I think is like we are very capable men and capable women.
我们会觉得我们都是很有能力的人。
So only focus in our life is a successful life and in this world.
所以我们只是专注我们的生活，就是在这个世界上有成就。
Since the speed is too fast.
就是因为速度太快了。
But when we encounter like an iceberg.
但是当我们遇到有冰山的时候，
we don't have enough time to change our directions.
我们就没有时间来改变我们的方向。
Then we hit the iceberg.
我们就会撞去这个冰山里面。
Then we can say it's too late.
然后我们就会说已经太晚了。
So before these things happen.
所以在这件事情还没发生之前，
we have to slow down beforehand.
我们就要调慢我们的脚步。
And this is a Christian mind.
这个就是基督徒的生活。
We do not looking forward.To the successful life in this world.
我们不是在这个世界上追求成就。
We're looking forward to successful life as a Christian.
我们而是要在追求基督徒的成就。
We have to understand this is a different concept.
我们要了解到这两件事情是不同的。
We have to make a successful Christian life. We don't have to be successful life in this world.
我们不需要追求这个世界上的成就，而是要追求基督徒的成就。
If we pursuing the direction of God.
如果我们是向神来追求的话，
God will give us a rest of things in our life.
神也会把这个世界上其余的东西给我们。
And we have to find out what is a priority in our life.
所以我们要了解到在我们生活上什么是最重要的。
If you and I, we find out that the life, our pattern of our life, our attitude, our speed of life is too fast.
所以如果当我们看到我们生活的脚步是很快的话，
our direction, our goal isIt's not what the God expects us, then we have to change right away.
我们的方向，我们的目标不是神对我们的要求的话，我们就要马上改变。
Naomi, it took 10 years to change her life.
Naomi 花了十年去改变她的生活。
But during this time, she lost many things.
但是在这十年，她却失去了很多东西。
But after 10 years, she changed right away.
但是在十年之后，他就改变了。
The moment she changed, she want to go back to the Bethlehem. God's blessing started upon her life.
当他要回去伯利恒的时候，神就开始改变他的生命。
Indeed, this is a blessing, a way that we can change direct right away if we are in the wrong path and wrong way.
所以，如果我们是在错误的方向，我们有错误的方向而改变的话，神就开始赐福给我们。
It seems like in this world it gives us many things. It seems like can give us a true satisfaction.
很多在这个世界上很多东西看起来可以给我们满足。
Always the money attract our life.
很多时候金钱就会吸引我们。
Our pleasure attract our life.
我们的喜乐享乐也来吸引我们。
But if your goal is set it up in this direction.
但是如果我们的目标是朝着这两个方向的话，
There's no such things waiting for us at the end up.
所以那个时候在末日的时候，我们就没有得到，不会有什么东西在等待我们。
We discover today that we have to change right away.
所以我们在今天就要马上的改变。
And decision is important matter.
因为 做决定是一个很重要的。
The Bible tells us what the what how we can guide us to make a right decision.
在圣经里面告诉我们很多方法去做正确的决定。
Usually the decision change our future life dramatically.
很多时候我们所做的决定能够改变我们的生活。
Bible gives us an idea, it gives us wisdom, choose the narrow way.
圣经告诉我们很多智慧要去选择窄路。
A narrow way is not comfortable.
走窄路不是一个很舒服的路。
But the narrow way has a life.
但是去走窄路却是有生命的。
That's what Jesus invited us to let us come to his narrow way.
所以主耶稣才邀请我们去走他的窄路。
And also, Bible gives us idea to choose the way there is a love.
而且圣经也告诉我们要去找一条路是充满爱心的。
And here the now, beside Naomi, the Ruth, she chose the one that the way of there is a love.
在这里，除了拿俄米之外，路德她也选择了一条充满爱的路。
She dedicated her life for her mother-in-law.
她为了她的婆婆奉献了她一生。
She never expected anything return out of her mother-in-law.
她没有期待她婆婆会给她什么。
But then blessing is from then on, that moment when she made the decisions.
但是当她做决定的那一刻，福气就开始。
And also, the Bible gives us idea to choose the way there is a faith.
另外，圣经也告诉我们要找一条有信心的道路。
And Book of Ruth later on, the Ruth decided this way to follow her mother-in-law. She understood there is a God.
路德她要追跟随她婆婆拿俄米回去，是因为她了解到那条路是可以带。他知道神在那边。
Every day we have to make a decision.
每一天我们都要做选择。
But sometimes we encounter we have to make a very crucial decision.
有时候我们要做一些很重要的选择。
Then you have to make the true way of the right one. When you choose, you have to find out is there a God is can be with me when I choose this way.
所以我们要做选择的时候，我们要了解到说，如果我们选这条路的话，神有没有跟我们同在
？This can be our guidelines.
因为这个也可以做我们的一个引导。
And then God will bless us.
然后神就会祝福我们。
And today, we think about God's grace from the bitter to the pleasant.
那今天我们看到从苦到甘甜的恩典。
God is Almighty God.
神是全能的神。
God can do make it possible through us with everything.
神有能力让我们。
If you are in like a bitter situation now, you think.
如果我们觉得现在是在痛苦的时候。
Holding God.
我们要把握着神。
And faithful to God.
对神有忠心。
Submit yourself to the Lord God.
对神顺服。
It seems like the situation is bitter, but God can change the bitter to the pleasant.
虽然看起来我们的情况是很痛苦，但是神会把这个痛苦变成甘甜。
There are many times where our consequence in our life of bitterness that came from our own deed in our past.
很多时候我们所受的苦是因为我们从前所做的事情的结果。
Then we have to slow down ourselves, listen to the word of God.
所以我们就要调慢我们的脚步来听神的话语。
We have to change our direction.
我们要改变我们的方向。
And that is the beginning of the blessing of God.
这个就是神赐福的开始。
And our choice and decision is very important things.
我们的选择也是一个很重要的因素。
Mentioned the three important guidelines.
刚才我们讨论过三个很重要的条件。
Choose the narrow one.
要选择窄路。
When you, because we are children of God, we are Christians.
因为我们是神的儿女，是基督徒。
So narrow way means we have to sacrifice something because we choose the narrow ways.
我们选择的窄路，就是说我们要去牺牲一些东西。
Second guideline is love.
第二个引导就是要有爱。
When I choose this one, still the love of God, can be there. I myself can be motivated by the love of God.
如果我们选择这条路的话，是不是神的爱在这边？我们是不是会被神的爱来感动？
And third one is faith.
第三个就是信仰。
And God will bless you through the way in this way we follow.
如果我们这样子的去跟随神的话，神就会祝福我们。
Let's sing him 89.
我们来唱赞美诗八十九首。坐。
Until we discover the grace of God in our life.
直到我们在我们生活上的发现到神的恩典。
The bitterness is still bitterness in our life.
那个时候我们的痛苦还是一样痛苦。
There's no way to be cured, no way to be healed.
在那个时候还是没有办法去医治的。
But when we understand the grace of God in our life.
但是只要我们明白到神给我们的恩典。
And the moment turn out to be our life from that moment is bitter to the pleasant.
但是只有从那一刻的时候才会发觉到我们的
Many people in the Bible, these people went through a lot of difficulties.
在圣经里面，这些人都经过了很多痛苦。
But still, these people discovered the joy and satisfaction.
但是这些人仍然可以发现到生活的甘甜。
Because they understand the grace of God.
因为他们发现到神的恩典。
Because they're faithful to God.
因为他们对神有信心。
Because they submit to God.
因为他们对神有顺服的心。
Before we pray, let us read one Bible verse.
在我们祷告之前，我们来看一看一节圣经。
And Psalm 30.
诗篇三十篇。
Psalm 30.
诗篇三十篇。
Verse 11.
诗篇三十篇十一节。
Psalm 30, verse 11.
诗篇三十篇十一节。
Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing.Thou hast chapter 30. Chapter 30, verse 11. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth and girt me with gladness. And here David expressed his heart to God, changed his life to mourning.To into dancing.
在这里，刀写诗的大卫，他说他的生命从哭泣变为跳舞。
Take out the sackcloth and the great the put on with the gladness.
他把他麻衣脱去，披上了喜乐。
Christian have a great hope.
因为基督徒就是有大的希望。
That's why Christian life is received great blessing from God.
所以基督徒的生活都是要从神得到大大的恩典。
Because we can rejoice all the time. That's why.
因为我们都能够不停地得到喜乐。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们一起来跪下祷告。